What up? It's the kid Polo Paul dropping yet another Mustache Minute with the series highlighting prominent figures within Black history. On this episode, we are highlighting a Black man that was a largely self-educated mathematician, astronomer, compiler of almanacs, and writer. This is the great Benjamin Banneker. So stay tuned and enjoy the latest episode of the Mustache Minute.
This is the Mustache Minute.
What up, guys? It's Polo Paul once again, and it's the Mustache Minute highlighting the beautiful life and legacy of Benjamin Banneker. A free Black man who owned a farm near Baltimore, Benjamin Banneker was largely self-educated in astronomy and mathematics. He was later called upon to assist in the surveying of territory for the construction of the nation's capital. He also became an active writer of almanacs and exchanged letters with Thomas Jefferson, politely challenging him to do what he could to ensure racial equality. Born on November 9, 1731 in Ellicott Mills, Maryland, Banneker was the son of an ex-slave named Robert and his wife, Mary Banneke. Mary was the daughter of an English woman named Molly Welsh, a former indentured servant, and her husband, Banneker, an ex-slave whom she freed and who asserted that he came from tribal royalty in West Africa. Because both of his parents were free, Benjamin escaped the wrath of slavery as well. He was taught to read by his maternal grandmother and for a very short time attended a small Quaker school. Banneker was primarily self-educated. His early accomplishments included constructing an irrigation system for the family farm and a wooden clock that was reputed to keep accurate time and ran for more than 50 years until his death. In addition, Banneker taught himself astronomy and accurately forecasted lunar and solar eclipses. After his father's passing, he ran his own farm for years, cultivating a business selling tobacco via crops. Banneker's talents and intelligence eventually came to the attention of the Ellicott family, entrepreneurs who had a name and a fortune by building a series of grits mills in the Baltimore area in the 1770s. George Ellicott had a very large personal library and loaned Banneker numerous books on astronomy and other fields. In 1791, Andrew Ellicott, George's cousin, hired Banneker to assist in surveying territory for the nation's capital city. He worked in the observatory tent using a zenith sector to record the movement of the stars. However, due to a sudden illness, Banneker was unable to work for Ellicott for about 3 months. Banneker's true acclaim, however, came from his almanacs, where he published 6 consecutive years during the latter years of his life, between 1792 and 1797. These handbooks included his own astronomical calculations, as well as opinion pieces, literature, and medical and title information, with the latter particularly useful to fishermen. Outside of his almanacs, Banneker also published information on bees and calculated the cycle of the 17-year locust. Banneker's accomplishments extended into other realms as well, including civil rights. In 1791, Jefferson was Secretary of State and Banneker considered the respected Virginian, though a slaveholder, to also be open to view African Americans as more than slaves. Thus, he wrote Jefferson a letter, hoping that he would readily embrace every opportunity to eradicate that train of absurd and false ideas and opinions which so generally prevailed to respect to us. To further support his point, Banneker included a handwritten manuscript of an almanac for 1792 containing his astronomical calculations. In his letter, Banneker acknowledged he was of the African race and a free man. He recognized that he was taking a liberty writing to Jefferson, which would be unacceptable considering the almost general prejudice and pre-oppression which is so prevalent in the world against those of my complexion. Banneker then respectfully chided Jefferson and other patriots for their hypocrisy, enslaving people like him while fighting the British for their own independence. Jefferson quickly acknowledged Banneker's letter, writing a response. He told Banneker that he took the liberty of sending your almanac to Monsieur de Courcet, or basically the Secretary of the French Academy of Sciences, because I consider it as a document to which your whole color had a right for their justification against the doubts which have been entertained on them. Banneker published Jefferson's letter alongside his original piece of correspondence in his 1793 almanac. Banneker's outspokenness with regard to the issue of slavery earned him the widespread support of abolitionist societies in Maryland and Pennsylvania, both of which helped him push his almanac. Below is a letter from Jefferson to Banneker dated August 30, 1791 from the Library of Congress. I thank you sincerely for the letter on the 19th. Instead for the almanac it contained, nobody wishes more than I do to see such proofs as you have exhibited that nature has given to our black brethren talents equal to those of other colors of men, and that the appearance of what of them is owing merely to the degraded condition of their existence both in Africa and America. I can add with truth that nobody wishes more ardently to see a good system commence for raising the condition both of their body and mind to what ought to be, as fast as the imbecility of their present existence and other circumstances which cannot be neglected will admit. I have taken the liberty of sending your almanac to Monsieur de Concier, the Secretary of the Academy of Sciences at Paris, and member of the Philanthropic Society, because I consider it a document to which your whole color had a right for their justification against the doubts which have been entertained of them. I am with great esteem, sir, your most obedient, humble servant, Thomas Jefferson. Never married, Banneker continued to conduct scientific studies throughout his life. By 1797, sales of his almanac had declined and he discontinued publication. In the following years, he sold off much of his farm to the Ellicotts and others to make ends meet, continuing to live in his log cabin. On October 9, 1806, after using his morning walk, Banneker died in his sleep just a month short of his 75th birthday. In accordance with his well wishes, all the items that had been on loan from his neighbor George Eliot were returned by Banneker's nephew. Also included was Banneker's Astronomical Journal, providing future historians one of the few records of his life known to exist. On Tuesday, October 11th, at the family burial ground a few yards from this house, Benjamin Banneker was laid to rest. During the services, mourners were startled to see his house had caught on fire, quickly burning down. Nearly everything was destroyed, including his personal effects, furniture, and wooden clock. The cause of the fire was never determined. Banneker's life was remembered in an obituary in the Federal Gazette of Philadelphia and has continued to be written about over the ensuing two centuries. With limited materials have been preserved related to Banneker's life and career, there has been a fair amount of legend and misinformation presented. In 1972, scholar Silvio A. Bedini published an acclaimed biography on the 18th century icon, The Life of Benjamin Banneker, the first African-American man of science. A revised edition appeared in 1999. And here's, ladies and gentlemen, is the life and legacy of Benjamin Banneker. I hope you enjoy it. It's the Mastash Minute. Bow.
I love you, Daddy.